This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Clausen, Clausen Manor, Manor. Patient's first name is Mark, Mark, Partika, Partyka. Date of birth is July 20, 1960. Date of dictation is 4-4-2023. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, psychiatric reevaluation requested from management of patients. Anxiety, comma, verbally abusive behaviors. History of present illness. This is a 62 years old male who is familiar to our service but new to me. Patient has a diagnosis of Down syndrome and dementia. Period. He was recently seen by PA Mark. Staff reports increase in patients' verbally abusive behaviors, comma, increased anxiety, and recently pulled furniture out of his room. Peer patient may be difficult to be redirected at times. During my evaluation, he was sitting in the room. Your patient wants to be addressed as Marty Brett, Brett Baker, and reports that his name is not marked today. Period. Patient states that he gets upset when Natalie is not around. Period. Natalie is a caregiver, and patient is very attached to her. Period. Patient was upset that she is, quote, playing a hooky, H-O-O-K-I-E, unquote. Patient talked about his brothers, and in fact, one of his brother and sister-in-law were visiting him, who are well aware of patient's behavioral problems. His staff reports that patient takes medications only in the morning and at night time. Patient rambled and talked about Megan from Mork, M-O-R-C, and reports that she had a loud voice and that hurt his eardrums. Next paragraph, patient knew he's at Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S. Yeah, he thought it's New Year. And month is January. Peter, when I asked him who the current president is, he stated, quote, they're all dead, unquote. Peter, patient has significant short-term memory impairment, poor insight, poor judgment. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, internal medical social family history, date of last visit, March 21, 2023. Check a review of medical family surgical social history indicates no changes since last visit, except as listed below. Medical history, unremarkable. Social history, unremarkable. Family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing, family, current psychotropic medication, see medication page. Number one, memantine 10 milligram twice a day. Number two, Xanax 0.25 milligram. once a day PRN. The next paragraph, check side effects of anxiolytics, sedation, ataxia, confusion. Next paragraph, check in my medical determination above. Reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to himself or others. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, none, grooming, fair, motor movements, normal, stature, sitting, gait, normal, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, constricted, mood, euthymic, speech, clear, thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbance, psychotic symptoms, deny AV hallucinations, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fund of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to self, place, time impaired, attention impaired, concentration impaired, memory recent impaired, sleep problems none, appetite fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, Down syndrome unspecified, Q90.9, number 2, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with other behavioral disturbance, F02.B18. Plans continue on Amanda. Period increase Xanax to 0.25 milligram AM in HS for management of his anxiety, which leads to horribly abusive behaviors and agitation. Next paragraph, adjustment disorder with disturbance of conduct, F43.21. Plans encourage patient to participate in activities to divert his attention. Next paragraph, under disposition. Notify service of change in mood or behaviors with any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Methods for monitoring will continue to include examination, report of the patient, and consultation with the interdisciplinary team meeting. Check that. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. Nine, 9, 3, 4, 8. End of dictation.